My name's Colin, and I'm hoping to run an ultramarathon every month in 2023.
And my name's Andrew, Colin's brother, and I'm going to be joining them for half a marathon during his ultra run every month. This is Idiot School Running.
This is Season 1, Episode 1, it's Episode 16 of Idiot School Running, the November run.
I think we'll be doing that again.
Why? That's a good one. This is Season 1, Episode 16, the November run.
Colin, how are you today?
Cold. Very, very cold.
And why are you cold?
Because I'm stingy. I am so stingy, Andrew. I am out in the garage. Well, I say garage, that sounds really bad. So my garage got converted into a bit of a wee studio, which is also a bit of a workout area. And I don't use the heating. So at the minute, there hasn't been heating on today, so it's absolutely freezing. But I'm well happed up, Andrew. I've got my big comfy hoodie type thing on. I've got my woolly hat on, and I'm sitting out in a podcast studio talking to you.
I'm glad to hear that, Colin. And I, too, have got one of those hoodie things on. And if you don't know what an hoodie thing is, explain it, Colin. What is it?
A blanket.
Because we're both wearing one then.
Well, a blanket with sleeves. And if that's not enough, I've got a nice woolly hat on.
Here in Northern Ireland, it's hoodie weather. It definitely is. It's a blanket with sleeves and a hoodie. And as soon as I get up in the morning now, I grab that. That's the first thing I grab. It's called, here in Northern Ireland, you couldn't say it's a scorcher.
No.
These days, it's non-scorcher weather here in Northern Ireland.
Absolutely freezing. And it's actually just dawned on me. Is hoodie like just a big hoodie?
Oh, I don't know, Colin. I really don't know. I haven't put much research into it. I was bought this last year and I thought that looks ridiculous. Now, it is a Marvel one. I've got a Marvel one, so it's pretty cool, like, but it's big. It is like you're wearing a blanket, yeah. But it does the job, and it's super.
Andrew, I stole my wife's.
What color's that, or what pattern's on it?
It's actually gray and in need of a very good wash, but I'll be honest with you, I haven't put it in the washing machine because I keep on wearing it every day. Like yourself, you get up, you throw it on, but it's due a wash, Andrew. It should be white, but I think it's a cream colour at the minute.
And if this is your first time listening to Idiot School Running, it could well be your last. Talking about hoodies, talking about washing, and who knows what else we've got to talk about. But Colin, we've got something exciting. Very exciting.
We do.
But what's your exciting bit?
I don't know. Well, it's a podcast. It's Idiot School Running podcast. Every episode should be exciting. So it's a foregone conclusion that there will be an exciting element to this.
I just wanted to make sure we were on the same excitement page, so to speak, because I'm very excited because you see at the end of every podcast episode, so myself and Colin, we record it. I then edit it and then I publish it. But for me, Colin, and for you too, that's really not the end of that episode.
No.
There's one element, which is one of my favourite things, if I'm being honest, is something happens, and it's true, something happens after we publish the podcast. What happens, Colin?
We get a voice note, and we love voice notes, Andrew. We love voice notes.
Love voice notes.
We love voice notes.
Can't get enough of voice notes.
Well, we're only getting one these days, Andrew.
Well, I know, but I can't get enough of them. So what happens is some time ago, you might remember Matt Nags, who was on podcast. Should really look this up, Colin. Do you know what episode he was on? It's our highest listened ever podcast in Idiot School Running. Do you know what number?
Is there one?
What do you mean, is there one?
Is there a highest listening sort of episode? Is Matt Nags the highest listened episode?
It is. So episode 9, interview with Matt Nags, is our highest ever listened podcast.
Maybe Andrew, he should go and start his own podcast.
Maybe he should, but then he'll take listeners away from us, Colin. He's too popular now.
He's got a blog.
Does he? And what's the blog called?
I don't know. Matt Nag's blog. Because he's doing a big, big, big event. And I'm sure that'll be for a later date for us to maybe get him back on, Andrew, and get our listeners back up again. What do you think?
Definitely. So the idea is to get Matt back on the podcast because he's a great guy and he's got a big, big challenge coming up next year. And we're going to hear all about that. And I've just looked up, Colin, episode rankings, episode number, this is really funny, episode number 9, interview with Matt Nags is our highest ever rating. Do you want to, that's the funny bit. Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear our second highest rating?
February Fitness.
Definitely not. February Fitness is, oh my goodness, the October run is even lower than February Fitness.
Andrew, we're going downhill.
We're going downhill. The second most popular episode is Missing the Ballon Part 2, Episode 7, Colm. So if you tune in every week, waiting for Episode Part 3, because really there might be a Part 3 and 4 to Missing the Ballon, and we will get there, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen this year, Colm, now.
Nope.
Missing the Ballon Part 3. But stick with us. You will find out if Colin finished his run and what other things we got up to on that great adventure. So Matt Nags, getting back to the story about Matt Nags, at the end of every episode, we hit publish and then we'll wait, because since that interview with Matt Nags, episode 9, we have created our own WhatsApp group between myself, Colin and Matt Nags. And we refer to Matt Nags as the fourth idiot on the Idiot School Running Podcast, really.
I believe it's Idiot 1V.
Is it 1V then? Which is also Roman numerals for four, I presume? Four,
yeah, because it can't, we've used up letters, we've used up numbers, and Matt, with his creative wisdom, is 1V. So we're on the Roman numerals. You know, if there's a fourth idiot, Andrew, then we're on the Greek alphabet.
So what idiot are you?
You're Idiot A, I'm Idiot 2.
And he's Idiot
1V. So yeah, we've got alpha, beta, gamma and all that stuff to come, Andrew. So there could be a fourth idiot out there somewhere.
So we have a WhatsApp group, and as soon as we hit publish, we wait and wait. And then Matt Nags sends us a voice message thoughts.
Hold on, speak for yourself. I don't just sit there and wait for a WhatsApp message to come through.
I do, I just wait. And wait, I give it about 50 minutes or half an hour, depending how long that episode is, because I know Matt will listen to it. And I just wait by my phone, waiting for that ding of the WhatsApp message saying, I've listened to the podcast and here's my thoughts.
And he's in a whole other time zone as well, Andrew, so you're waiting like 24 hours.
I've lost sleep because of this, Colm. I've actually lost sleep waiting for Matt Nags' voice messages. But we joke, but we do love it. And they're so good, or we enjoy them so much, we thought, you know what, this could be a segment on the show.
Yep.
This could be a segment in the podcast. And we said to Matt, what about it? And he kind of said, we need a jingle. I suppose, well, we do need a jingle. Or maybe I said, do we need a jingle? Somebody said, we need a jingle. And Matt said he could sing the jingle. And I said, well, you kind of have to... Not anyone can just get a jingle on the Idiot School Running Podcast. Like we've all heard the jelly jingle, Colm. You know, some people think that jelly jingle was thrown together in minutes before an episode recording. Some people think that, well, that's a true story, actually. The jelly jingle wasn't meant, it was meant to be a temporary jingle for the real jingle, because I didn't have time to make a real jingle, so I threw something together very quickly, and it's actually stuck. So we kind of nearly got Matt to audition for the jingle, because he said he could sing, and we want a proof of that, isn't that right, Colm?
We did, and there's enough videos out there with Matt singing, with him and his family, loves a bit of karaoke, and Andrew didn't know this about Matt, that Matt loves a bit of karaoke, and Andrew's, I suppose I would say, eyes lit up, but on this occasion, Andrew's ears lit up.
My ears lit up, and he passed the test, he was up to the standard, and the very exciting thing is, Colm, I've heard Matt's jingle. Matt went away, he came up with a jingle all by himself, nothing to do with us, and he sent it to me, and I said, I'm going to keep it until the podcast. So Colm, you have not heard this jingle yet, have you?
No, I have not heard the jingle, but it makes me think, like, I don't even have a jingle, Andrew. Everybody,
do you know what? You're right.
Gets a jingle.
I have a segment of the show. Matt has now a segment coming up. Colm, you need to buck up your ideas, and you need to get yourself some kind of segment, and then write yourself a jingle and then record yourself singing the jingle. And if you are, you have to send me and Matt an audition of you singing, so you can have up to the standards, because we've all heard the very high standards of the jelly jingle, and you're about to hear arguably even higher standards here coming of the Matt's jingle. Yeah. So I think, Colm, I'll just play the jingle.
Go for it. I'm so excited to hear this.
So we're going to play the jingle, and then we'll talk about the jingle, and then we'll get into how do we do this? Because
we need to talk about running. So last time we had an episode which is our lowest ever episode ratings. So we need to hear on Matt's review of our last episode, Andrew.
So how about this? We'll hear his intro, we'll then talk about the intro, and then we'll hear his feedback, and we'll maybe even play the intro again, just so you get double helping of the intro. What do you think, Colm?
I'm excited to hear his feedback as well. I'm really excited to hear that again. I've forgotten what his feedback was. Although I do remember one part of his feedback, which then leads us on to this segment. That all makes sense. This works in so nicely.
It does. It's taken us a while to get there, but let's play the jingle.
race. Step by step, he'll set the pace. Running on American roads, listening to his favorite show.
Is he jelly? Love the jelly. Spring a latte fresh, breaking down the last concession, bringing you on this trailing box, it's the extra mile pack.
So, Colin, what do you think of the jingle?
Andrew, that's raised the bar for Andrew's jelly jingle.
It's raised the bar of the jelly jingle? Well I don't take too much offence at that because we've all heard the jelly jingle. So it has raised the bar of jingles. So if you want to come out with a jingle in your own segment on your own show, Colin, you're going to have to raise it even further. That's a fantastic jingle, isn't it?
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear the feedback on the jingle. People, send us in comments or voice notes or something about that jingle and see what you think about it. Andrew, we could get him a record deal.
We could. At the minute, we're actually getting a bit of a jingle library. We've got the jelly jingle and we've got the extra mile with Matt. So that's the official name of that segment, the extra mile with Matt, where Matt Nags will give us his feedback of the previous episode. So we'll maybe get into that feedback. And just because it's so darn good, we'll play the jingle again, Colin.
Across the pond, he's in the race. Step by step, he'll set the pace. Running on American roads, listening to his favorite show.
Is he jelly? Love the jelly. Been a dance, bring a latte fresh. Breaking down the last concession. Bringing you on this trailing box. It's the extra mile pack.
First off, you said, Andrew, everyone was gutted about you removing Mario stickers from your car. You did not mention specifically that your wife was. So I'm curious to hear, was she as devastated as the kids were and as all of the rest of Belfast was? That's one question. Another, Andrew, you're nuts. I don't know how you go that long without running and then decide, yeah, I can still run 15 plus miles. That's crazy. Good for you, and at the same time, I'm a little bit scared for you. I hope you don't get injured, because I don't know how many more trips to Spain you can afford on short notice for that heat therapy. I learned something interesting without the two of you knowing it. Colin, you talked about brands of shoes, and you mentioned Adidas, which I'm often pretty well aware of our pronunciation differences across the pond, but that was the first time I had heard of the company that we call Adidas pronounced so uniquely. So that was a bit fun. I will also admit there was a point that I got very frustrated while listening to the episode, and in fact, I was about to boycott Idiots Go Running because I said, did Andrew just hand over to Colin without covering jelly? And then, Andrew, you saved the day. Again, you called it. Some of us only listen for the jelly update. And it wasn't your most interesting jelly update, but it at least fit the craving, so to speak, to make sure that the main reason that I listen, probably the only reason, is that jelly update. So you dodged a bullet there. I was about to boycott, but here I am, and that is why you are getting my enjoyable feedback, hopefully. Anyway, it was fun. Keep running. Keep doing what you're doing.
So there you go, Colin. That is the extra mile with Matt. Let's break it down. I've made a few notes. This is maybe the first time in the podcast I've actually made notes. And it's very loose notes. So the first question was the Mario stickers. You'll remember I drove a Mario car with Mario sticker, or a car that had Mario stickers on it. And what did my wife think of the stickers? She was embarrassed of the stickers, I think. She was looking forward to them being removed, and she was not disappointed in the slightest that the stickers were removed. So Jenna, my wife, she was, I think she was happy to see the stickers go.
Yep.
The kids weren't. I had mixed feelings about it, but that was it. And then my running. So Matt also said about me not doing anything for a month and then just rocking up and running. and didn't really think much about it, Matt, if I'm being honest. I just kind of thought, well, it's October and I need to do a run. So a best run. The reason why it was 15 and a half miles is because I wanted, there was a coffee shop I wanted to go to, and it was kind of the only way to get there and back was 15 and a half miles, and I went out and running. But from now on, I will, and as we'll hear in this episode, I have started running again. I took a month off from the ultra, and now I'm back.
Sorry, a month.
And then
a month off. What when did, a month off would mean just you were training at one point, Andrew.
Well, I don't know if I've ever said I've been training, Colin. You do training, and I just go out running, and we'll use that loosely.
You take months off. That's what you do. You have rest days.
No, I've took a month off.
Yes, for what?
And he's also and he also said about, yes, going to Spain. Yes, can't quite afford to go to Spain at the minute if I do get injured. Although it would be lovely. It would be lovely to go at the minute, especially with us wearing hoodies.
Sorry, before you go even further, right? Tell me the truth here, right? So,
yes,
you went to Spain. To basically,
oh, it was great time, Spain.
To recover from your injury, correct?
That's partly correct.
Right, so you're in a rehabilitation type period going to Spain to recover.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
What is your longest month that you've run this year?
Longest month is in what?
Like, what mileage? What month have you done the most miles?
Good question, Colin. I'll look it up. Speaking of which, while I'm looking this up, my watch is annoying me. I have a Garmin watch, and as you found out, the GPS isn't working too well.
Yep.
And it's very much frustrating to me. So this month's will be a little off, but I will look now to see what my highest month is. What's your highest month, Colin? You might know off the top of your head.
I don't know, actually, but there's a reason why I ask this. July, 156.4.
So in July, you ran 156.4.
Yeah, and do you know what? There's loads of people out there, Andrew, who do so much more running. Like, that's not astronomical. But this year has been my biggest running year, so it has.
In August was my biggest. Nope. June was my biggest, just from August. June was my biggest with 79.3 miles.
And what was August?
74.7.
And what did you do?
That was my.
What did you do in August?
That was my warm weather training
that
month.
That was your rehabilitation month. So,
you
wanna, so your month.
Do you want to have it? Do you want to have a laugh?
Go.
October was 15.5. I've only done one run in October.
Jeepers, so this brings your training into sort of people understand. So the two biggest months are June, which is
correct,
nearly 80, and August, which was your rehabilitation month. So June, you got injured, you rested, and then your rehab was in August before the event in September.
September, and it was 39.6. miles in September. I only ran 46.8, so I think I only did one other run in September. Yeah. So in two months I did three runs. That's not great. It's not great for someone who has a podcast. But again, the podcast is called Idiots Go Running. So you know what I mean. More idiot than running there.
That's madness.
So
anyway.
And then Matt was talking about Adidas. We would call them Adidas, but in America, and that's what's great about this segment, is Matt gives us a different perspective on things with being across the pond in America. So Adidas, which we have heard it called here before, isn't that right?
I've never heard it called that, Andrew. That's like a mock-up between Adidas and Adidas. What did you say there?
Adidas.
Yeah,
Adidas.
Adidas. He's just... Adidas. It's like just,
I don't know, I'll have to play it back. I thought I pronounced it.
Play it back. Okay-ish. Play it back. Well, not play it back now. But when you're editing, look back in this and feel free to cut this section. But the way you said it was like Adidas and Adidas had a baby and created Adidas. So we now have a third version.
I'm going to play it back now, but we cannot comment on how I pronounce it because we can't do it when recording a live podcast.
Yep.
So here's the playback. Adidas. So there you go, Colin. That completely clears it up, or it doesn't.
Anyway, yes. So is that all the questions from Matt's extra mile with that.
No, we've got jelly. We've got jelly.
That'll come. So, that'll come. Shall we leave the jelly to the jelly segment, or are you just going to jump into the jelly segment?
Whoa, we can't have two great. We can't have two great jingles in a row, Colin. We need to pace people. We need to pace people. We can't peak too soon. But we'll, I'll just reply to the jelly question. I do. So jelly, Matt is correct. And it's funny, he was nearly ready to boycott the show, and now he's actually on the show. So what's that tell you? Threaten to boycott the show. That's big, kind of. Threaten to boycott us, and you'll probably get a segment of your own jingle on the show. So yes, Matt is 100% right. It was not the most interesting jelly segment, and that was very disappointing. And that's awful that his first feedback on our episode is to say that he was disappointed about the jelly bit, because he loves the jelly segment, and it wasn't that interesting, if I'm being honest. And it's for this reason. It was a slow run, it was a sore run. On things I enjoyed most about the run, in this order of the October run, was the Nurofen I got, the cup of coffee, the carrot cake, which I instantly regretted once I start running again, and then jelly in that order. Jelly just, there's some things jelly can do, and unfortunately it doesn't help knee pain, Colin. It drowned my sorrows, but it was not the ideal jelly conditions for that run.
I would say that it was possibly your worst ever jelly segment.
I nearly forgot about it, to be honest. Like, I really nearly even forgot about it. It was like a secondary, thirdly, fourthly thought. The jelly was not high on the agenda.
It literally was Andrew's jelly update. I went to the jelly, I went to the cupboard, all I had was strawberry jelly, so I picked it out and put it in my pocket. And then I went for a run. That was your jelly. That was your jelly segment.
That wasn't
and
great, then, Colin.
And then you tried
that wasn't
to
great.
You tried to fluff it up, but going, Colin, good, strong, steady, which you've obviously said in previous podcasts. And I thought,
I've said it before. I know where this is going. I had nothing.
Yeah, it wasn't really a jelly update. It was more here. We'll just repeat. We'll take a pinch of what I've said before, and we'll add in getting jelly out of the cupboard. Here's my jelly update. Wow. Maybe that's why. That last run was super.
It maybe was. I was disappointed in myself, but I had to be honest. That was the complete jelly segment. But don't worry, folks. If you're listening, if you're like Matt and you're listening to this podcast just with the jelly update, you're in for a treat. You're in for a treat because jelly's back. It's back, baby. But we're not talking about jelly just yet, even though we have been for several minutes. So, Colin, tell us about the October run. How was your training? How was your run? Or how was the start of your run? Do you meet me?
Did you say the October run?
Probably. How was the November run for you?
November run? So November run, it started off. It actually didn't start off too early because my wife, Rachel, went to the gym. So she went to the gym, came back. I got myself sorted and I thought, you know what? I think we discussed it beforehand, Andrew, that we'd run to this place in Antrim called Junction 1. Because it has a new Dobby's store, and I thought
Dobby's is a garden centre with nice food.
Yeah, kind of. I think it's owned by Tesco's, isn't it? Or was
Tesco's is a supermarket here in Northern Ireland. You see, now we've got American or international listeners calling. We'll have to break it down. Some people might not know these names.
So just Google Dobby's, and you'll find out what it's all about. So
if you're listening and you don't understand something, just Google it.
That's what I do, right? So Dobby's.
Google is a website that
it's a global website that people use to search things on the internet. And do you want to explain the internet, Andrew, while we're here?
No, people should understand that.
Okay, cool. If you're listening to a podcast, not on the internet, that's impressive. Anyway, so Dobby's have sort of like a Christmas. When it comes to Christmas, they have nice Christmas things going on. I thought it'd be nice to, I could run to Dobby's. Rachel, my wife, could meet me with the kids, maybe have a wee Christmas day and get a nice wee cup of hot chocolate. I can get a coffee, and it could actually be a nice end to a run, Andrew.
And from your house to Dobby's, I am more or less the midway point. So you would be doing what you've been doing on quite a few runs now this year. You run to my house, you pick me up, and then we go from there.
But I took a long way around to your house because I needed to clock up roughly about 15-16 mile to get to your house. So I ran via the Titanic. So anyone who doesn't know what the Titanic is, you've been living under a rock. So
now you have to explain that a bit more, because the Titanic sunk and it's in the middle. I think you might need to explain to people a bit more about
everybody
what I know what you mean by that.
Everybody knows the Titanic was built in good old Belfast. So we have a lot.
It's the Titanic Museum.
Well,
it's not the actual Titanic. The way it came across is I ran around the Titanic or something like that. You didn't run around the actual Titanic. The Titanic Museum here in Northern Ireland in Belfast, you ran around.
Yes, and I ran past. The museum is actually them points on the museum. So if you Google Titanic Museum Belfast, you'll see the points. Did you know, Andrew, them points are actually the height of the... What is it, the front of the Titanic?
I did not know that, no.
No.
That's interesting.
So them points, when you Google it, that's how high the Titanic was. And them points, I assume, are supposed to mimic the bow of the Titanic. I don't know, whatever you call the front of the Titanic.
And it's a nice building. If you do Google it, Titanic Belfast Museum. It's quite nice
so
building.
Around past that, to basically extend more on, Andrew, nothing exciting happened apart from it was a really nice, bright morning. It wasn't a scorcher. It was just bright and sunny. And I got to your house and could not wait to get started on the run. And turned up in your house, Andrew. And then?
I was there.
You were there. I think I got a coffee.
You got a coffee.
You weren't ready to go.
I was not ready to go, Colin. I was not. But I had a reason why I was not ready to go.
Why? What was your reason, Andrew?
I had an eventful morning, Colin. Too eventful. Far too eventful. Because during your run, I phoned you to say, Colin, I'm an A&E and the run might be under... Why are you laughing? There's nothing funny about me being an A&E.
Well, it's funny looking back. I was on the road coming over to your house and, you know, usually you go to me, you go, Colin, can't run today. And I'm like, do you know what? Every single time you've got me with it. And I've been like, oh, why, what's up? And then you're like, nah, only joking. And then you rang me today and you rang me that day, that morning. And I was actually already on the road. And he said, Colin, don't know about the run today. And I was like, hi, whatever. I'll be over at your house soon. And you were like, no, I'm serious. I'm in A&E. Continue, Andrew.
So at 5:30, that was the Saturday morning, I should say. What date was it we did that? Because it's a week and a half now on since our run, since we recorded. Or it's a week and a half on. And that was the 18th.
18th.
Oh, flip me. That's a week and a half. It is a week and a half ago. Yeah. So Saturday the 18th, we decided to go out running. At 5:30 in the morning, I woke up and it was really strange. Like, I woke up and our mattress was shaking. Mm-hmm. I was like, we do not have, Colin, we have a normal mattress, mattress that does not shake or have any electronics in it, just a mattress that has been, you know, it's a mattress.
Not many people.
Starts shaking.
Not many people have a vibrating mattress, Andrew, or
Well, you've got these mattresses that can kind of, you know, with electronics on it, you can put your feet up or you can put your back up, or maybe there's like different things, or it can warm up and stuff like
they're
this.
They're usually chairs. I don't know if you...
No, you can get mattresses like that too, though.
You can get fancy mattresses, Andrew.
Well, the bottom line is I did not have a fancy mattress, okay? There's nothing fancy about this mattress, but yet this mattress was shaking uncontrollably. And I started to put my hands out searching for where this shake was coming from. Why are you laughing? Sorry. Why are you laughing?
Sorry, it's just funny. It's just you.
It maybe does. This is exactly what happened. And then I looked at my hands and I realised the mattress was not shaking. I was shaking. Mm-hmm. I was shaking uncontrollably. And then I sat up and my heart was beating through my chest like there's no tomorrow. I was shaking. My heart was beating. And the first thing I thought of was my wife's Apple Watch. Now, I said earlier that I wear a Garmin watch that I got 2 years ago for Christmas. And my wife last year got an Apple Watch for Christmas. And I blame Apple marketing for this. If you watch Apple Keynotes, they're brilliant. And for the last two Apple Watch keynotes, they've had people on or case stories or testimonials saying, this Apple Watch saved my life. It said to me there was something wrong with my heart and I got it checked out and all that business. And I didn't even say did my wife Jenna, there's something wrong. I sat up and it was mad stuff was happening. I said, Jenna, I need your watch. Now, my watch does have a heart monitor and all that, but for some reason, it was the first thing I could think of. Jenna woke up, give me her watch, and my resting heart rate would be 46 beats. And I was sitting at 144, and I was, I didn't know at the time what was going on, and I lay back and I started to breathe and my heart rate wasn't going.
Sorry, hold on. You just then started to breathe?
Well, I was always breathing, but I was more deliberate. I was more deliberate in my breathing. I was like, you know, big breathe in, big breathe out, and all this business, trying just to calm myself down or trying to get my heart under some kind of control. And then I really started to get scared, Colin, because I was laying down. Jenna was looking at the heart rate on the watch, going, need to calm down, Andrew. Need to calm down. Heart rate's quite high. You see when you hear that? Like,
sorry.
When you look back, it's probably not ideal. It's probably not ideal. And I'll fast forward and then go back again very quickly. The doctor did actually say, you see watches for heart rates, they hate them. It's one of the worst things, because if you are, what I found out later that I was having a panic attack, if you have a watch and you're looking at your heart rate going up higher and higher and higher, that does nothing to calm you. So if you ever have a panic attack, or if you're ever in diffs, you probably shouldn't have a watch on, or you shouldn't be looking at it every second, or have someone looking at your watch saying, you need to calm down here, Andrew. You need to calm down. It's going up. It's a bit too high now, Andrew. You need to calm down. That does not do anything if you're having a panic attack.
No.
But I laid down, and then my hands and my arms started to go pins and needles, and I was starting to freak out, probably more so than I did when I first got up, and I thought there's something desperately wrong. I won't lie, Colin, at this moment I was very, very, very scared, and I looked at Jenna and I said, I love you with all my heart, and any second I just expected to pass out or something worse. But eventually, with my breathing, with my deep breathing or whatever it was, it did come down. It maybe only lasted 5 minutes, maybe it was 10, 15 minutes, I'm not quite sure. And we phoned up the out-of-hours doctors and they said, get yourself to A&E just because this hasn't happened before. And fast forward, I was in A&E when I phoned you, feeling better, but a little bit shook up with my experience. I have not had a panic attack before. God willing, I will never have another one, because we had a few jokes about it there, but it was, Colin, very, very scary. It was very scary, and I was at one stage very scared, I have to say.
Yeah, it's... I suppose it is. I do laugh about it. When you did initially tell me, I was a wee bit concerned, going, oh no, like, are we going to have to cancel this run today? You know?
No, were you now? Your first thought was, the run might not be done. I appreciate the honesty, Colin.
I was like, oh no, I have to turn back.
Well, that's scuppered my plans. There's no Junction 1 and Dobby's and hot chocolate for me today then.
Do you know what?
That must have been awful for you, Colin.
It was my whole life. My whole day flashed before my eyes, Andrew. It's just like...
Your whole day, my whole life flashed before my eyes. But you told my wife I loved her. Could you thought I was going?
Because I've been saying the past few months, going, this is getting really comfortable. We've only got like one left. And I thought, flip, I'm already planning for next year, Andrew, thinking, what's my plans for next year? Because this is wee buns. This ultra run once a month has been... pretty handy.
Well, maybe for you, Colin, but that is quite something that if you have found the challenge handy enough.
Yeah.
And I suppose I haven't found it too bad. We're sitting now in November, and it's been a great challenge, and we'll talk about that at a later
but
date.
This now shook up our run for the day. Does Andrew carry on or does Andrew stop?
Well, I went to see the doctor and he did bloods and all that good stuff, and they all came back clear, and because it was so early in the morning, I beat the crowd, so to speak. I beat the rush for A&E. Yeah. I got in early, it was meant I got out early. I did bloods, or the doctor did bloods, and everything came back grand, and I said to the doctor, here's me, I'm going. I'm going out for a bit of a run today. Do you think that's still okay? And I didn't tell him the distance because I might have got a different answer.
I thought you did.
No. I said I was going out for a bit of a run and would that be okay? And he said, yes, you're okay to go out for a bit of a run. But at this stage, I was feeling better. I realised it was a panic attack. And just on that, you might think, Andrew, you do not sound like a guy that would have a panic attack. And I have to say, I did not think I sounded like a guy who would have a panic attack either. This was completely out of the blue. I did not see it coming.
Nope.
For love nor money. And I'll maybe just touch on, because you might be thinking, why would I have a panic attack? And a few reasons. The last few months or the last few episodes, we have actually talked about, we're quite busy, you know, we're quite busy with family, quite busy with life. I'd be quite busy in work. I would have some projects outside of work I'd be quite busy in. And especially the 2 weeks leading up to this, my bedtimes maybe got a little bit more irregular. I was maybe going to bed a bit later and a bit later. And especially that week, I was certainly getting to bed later. The night before was 2:30, which was ridiculous, to be honest, for someone that gets up at 6:30 in the morning. And I've done this in the past where if you have a project, I can stay up a few nights in a row and not all nights, but to the wee hours, as we would say here in Northern Ireland, to quite late and then get a few hours kip and then be back at it the next day. But the problem with going that late is sometimes my mind would be quite active and it would take me a while to wind down. And certainly on the Thursday night before, I went to bed at 2:30 and I wasn't sleeping to at least 3:30. It was taking me a while to wind down. And that would, if you do quick maths, that gives you 3 hours to get some sleep. And the Friday night, ironically, Colin, I went to bed. I'm a youth club leader and I did youth club on the Friday night and I came home and went straight to bed at 11:15 and I could not get to sleep. I remember looking at the clock at 3:00 in the morning or something and I was just buzzing. I just couldn't get to sleep. I eventually did get to sleep, but that must have only been for an hour or two. So what have I learned, Colin? Because you after something like that happens to you, there are things you should learn. And now my bedtime is 10:00, 10:00 on the dot. I will go to bed. I will go to bed early. I am well rested. I have dropped quite a few things in work and outside of work for the next little while, just because Mum and my father-in-law had said for quite some time, Andrew, you're doing too much, you take on too much. And I kind of thought, oh, it's all under control, I've got it all covered. Turns out I did not have it all covered, I did not have it under control. So I've stepped back from a few things for the foreseeable future and just really being more mindful on what I say yes to, what I take on. Sleep and something else, Colin, which brings us back to running. The past few months, I have not been running much, and that's partly because of, you know, if you go out for an hour's run, you know, by the time you come back and get showered and all that business, it's a bit of a chunk of your day. And I thought I could be working, I could be doing something with that hour. And now I realise that it's maybe taken like doing November. I enjoy running, Colin. I enjoy going out for a run, long or short. I enjoy listening to a podcast. I enjoy listening to an audio book. I enjoy when you turn up to go out running with you. It's a bit of crack. It's a bit of banter. And I was so looking forward. For the previous 2 weeks, I was really looking forward to our run. And I think that was because I knew I needed it. And I was so looking forward to getting out with you. The doctor gave me all clear. You came to the house. We were a bit later getting going. But I made it out to a run with you. So normally this podcast, bit of banter, bit of crack, but we've maybe actually learned something for a change. I've certainly learned something. Don't take on as much. Get better sleep. 8 hours a night at least is what I'm getting now.
Boom.
And I have started going out for a run again during the day and I'm really enjoying it.
Wow. That was a serious moment from Andrew. In all seriousness, yes.
Who's seen that coming? Oh, who's seen that coming?
I don't know, but this running's changed you. So you have been through the ringer this year and, you know, I suppose you've learned something, and I told you this in the early days and you've learned it. See, when you go to see a physio, you don't tell them the whole truth. Likewise, when you go to the doctor and you still want to go for your run, maybe you don't.
I don't
tell
think this is good advice. I don't think this is good advice at all, Carl. I don't think the moral of that past 5 minutes was don't tell doctors and physios the full truth, Carl.
Well, that's what I heard.
So after listening to me, the moral of that story for you was don't tell doctors and physios the whole truth.
But you've learned that. That's a learning for you. That's a learning curve for you. That you said to the doctor, I'm going for a run today. You told him the truth, but you didn't specify the exact distance. If you were saying, I'm going to do 15 miles today, I'd be like, right, maybe that's a bit too much, you know?
Aye, but that was me being an idiot, and I felt okay at that stage.
Yeah, and it worked.
You know, yes, I didn't tell him the whole truth, but like you should tell the doctor and physio the whole truth. I'm contradicting myself. I know, but you just can't come on a podcast and go, don't tell doctors and physio. I did it. You've done it from time to time. It doesn't make it right or good. I did know my limitations and my body at the time for that.
Yeah, well, maybe looking after yourself, but I always do. Ever since my diagnosis, Andrew, in 2017, I always look after myself, and I have found sleep the best thing for me. Every night, I'm ready for 9:30. In bed. Now, granted, it takes me 2 seconds to get to sleep. I'm not even kidding you. It takes me like a couple of seconds. But see, when we were away in the caravan and the night before the North Coast Ultra Marathon, jeebers, you were up and down and up and down. It was like I was in the flipping caravan with a yo-yo.
I was cold. Remember the heating broke and all that business, which didn't help.
Like, you just, every time, like, I usually don't wake up, but every time I open my eyes, you were walking about the place or doing something. And I was kind of looking at you going, jeepers, what is, like, is this every night of your life?
No, definitely not. But I wasn't long back from Spain, and I was doing quite a bit. And again, with an active mind, it would keep me up. But now I've got a week and a half of great sleep, Colin.
Good, feel
and
better.
You said this for some time. Oh, I'm feeling superb. You said for quite some time that you get 8 hours of sleep. You make it a non-negotiable. And I looked at you saying that, and I was like, yeah, good for you. And now I'm saying the same thing, to be honest. And since I have started going to bed earlier, I've got off to sleep no problem at all. Whereas before, I might have been working up to the very last second, and then I just couldn't wind down.
So I listened to someone once, actually, Andrew, and this is an actual real bit of advice. So before you go for a run, you do your stretching, you put in the right shoes, depending on the run. If you're going for a trail run, you put in the right trail run shoes, road run, the right road running shoes, you put in the running gear. You don't go out for a run in whatever you're wearing and just don't stretch and you don't warm down and you don't warm up and you just say, I'm going for a run now, and just run out the door and you don't lock the door. What you do is you prepare yourself for it. And the way we look at sleep is sleep should be an active part of our life, whereas we just see sleep as being something that happens at the end of the day that doesn't take any time. All you do is jump into bed and you go to sleep. It's not really an active activity. But every night, if you think about it and you're going to bed, think about it like running. Go, put your pajamas on, get yourself settled, have a set time, go to sleep for a set amount of hours. You don't go out for a run, Andrew, and say, I don't know how many miles I'm going to do, and you just start running. Some people might do that, but like if you've got a 10-mile run, you're going, I'm going to do this loop, which is going to take me this time. You have a plan. Before you go to bed, have a plan, and that will fix your sleeping habits. And I honestly thoroughly believe that makes sleep an active part of your life.
I now 100% agree with you, Colin. And I'm actually listening to an audiobook called Why We Sleep. And it is by, who's it by? Let me have a wee look here. It's by Matthew Walker. And that's a good book. He does studies about sleeping and all that caper. And it's really interesting. It's really fascinating. And it's something I am now, it's taken on board and making sure I go to bed early, I get my 8 hours, and I have stopped being a muppet. Or stopped being an idiot, or at least in that regards too.
Well, you started sleeping, you're still an idiot.
Still an idiot, but I'm an idiot that sleeps now. So, bit of seriousness in the podcast, not often we'll have that. But
no.
Probably should say, I think it's, you know, we could have left that bit out, Colin, but I think it is important because If you're listening, you could well be like me. You kind of think you have everything under control. People maybe tell you that you're doing too much and maybe you're not getting enough sleep and you're not prioritizing certain things. And I learned it the hard way with a wake-up call, a literal wake-up call. Thank you. I do not intend to have that happen to me ever again, God willing. So there we go. But you got to my house, Cole. We'll get back to the run.
And what were you doing?
You were doing something weird. Oh, yeah. I forgot about this, which probably brings us on to the jelly update, doesn't it?
I think it does, Andrew.
Colin, I'm now going to roll the second best jingle in this podcast. It's the jelly update.
Andrew's jelly update. Andrew's jelly update. This is the part where he talks about jelly in Andrew's jelly update.
When you got there, I was doing something because you had a brainwave. You had a brainwave about jelly. What did you suggest I do?
When we were doing our 40-mile run, and I don't know if anyone ever does this, we were doing our ultra run, and we were drinking a drink called Tailwind, which has salts and carbs and stuff in it. And then it just twigged on me, Andrew. Liquid. Could you drink jelly?
Liquid jelly. You said liquid jelly, and I thought, what an idea. What an idea, because especially with the ultra, and maybe in the last run too, although it was very slow, is you see when you're eating jelly, sometimes it is hard to run and eat jelly. You nearly need to eat jelly at a walking pace, and that's good because you can slow down, you can contemplate life a little bit more, you can enjoy your jelly with a walk. But when you're running, it's hard to run to contemplate and enjoy jelly because, you know, there's a bit of eating in our jelly because it is very, well, it's a bar of jelly. So, you know, there's quite a lot, even if you cut it up into cubes, there's quite a lot of eating in it. And really, to enjoy it to the best experience you can, you need to slow down and you need to walk and you need to eat jelly. But in some of these runs, especially in the ultramarathon, if you're running or a light jog, it's hard to get the jelly into your system quick enough. And you said, what about liquefying it? And I was all over it. So when you came, Colin, at this very point, I had strawberry. Now, I didn't mean to get strawberry for this one, but I didn't really mean to wake up at 5:30 either in the morning. So I had planned to go out to the shops and to buy more different flavours of jelly. But strawberry was all I had in the house, and strawberry's what it had to be. I mixed it with hot water, not too much hot water, just so I wanted more jelly than water, but it was all liquefied. And just as you came in, I think I was just about to test it with a tablespoonful of liquid jelly. And it was amazing, Colin.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing. It went straight into my system. And if I had known, on my way out of the hospital, I would have knocked an IV drip. If I could have done, put it in the car,
put the jelly up to IV.
Well, no, hospitals do need IV drips, but Colin, it was that good. I thought, is there a way of getting this into my system any quicker than drinking it? And imagine an IV drip of jelly. I know what you're thinking. Don't be stupid, Andrew. You couldn't run with an IV drip. You're 100% right. But I poured it into a bottle, and Colin, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. Yeah. And we went out running, and it wasn't too long before you were gushing some water down you and I was gushing some liquid jelly. And the thing that made it even better, I enjoy hot water. I enjoy a cup of coffee. And that's another thing. I used to take three cups of coffee a day, and now I drink one cup of coffee in the morning and maybe one at lunch, but not after 12 now, because apparently, according to this book, that stays in your system and that doesn't help us sleep. So I've cut down on coffee too. But the jelly, Colin, the liquid jelly was still warm, and it was lovely. Warm liquid jelly. It's the stuff of dreams.
I would say you've touched on something. Anyone listening, listen back. There's a wee point in there. Andrew made a comment and I thought, we have got our next run's jelly sorted.
What's that?
Oh, we'll have to wait and find out.
Have
to wait and find out.
Of all the stuff we've talked about in this podcast, some of it's been semi-serious this episode. You want listeners to rewind back to what point?
Just the jelly update, because I think you've touched on something that could take this jelly to a new level. I will tell you after, Andrew, but our listeners will have to wait. Like, I have to wait for Matt's jingles and your jingles and everything else. The listeners are going to have to wait for this one. So next month, we're going to have a special jelly update.
I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to it. And this podcast is running quite long now, Colin, so we'll get to what the title of this is. The Run. It was a good run.
It was a good run.
Very, very enjoyable run. Very enjoyable. The weather was nice. It was pleasant. It was crisp. We went slow and steady. There were some moments you went quite quick and I said, Colin, just pull back. I was feeling good. I had no injury the previous month after a mile and a half. My knee hurt. At one stage, my knee hurt just a little, but not enough to stop me running or not enough to complain about. And I thoroughly, sometimes there's things you need and I needed this run, especially after the morning, after the week, after the past month maybe I've had. I took it all in, Colin, and I really enjoyed the run. We were running on country roads quite a bit and it was just a really slow, not too quick, quicker than the last run, but just at a nice pace, nice steady pace, and it was a brilliant run. I enjoyed the crack and banter with you. What about yourself, Colin?
Yeah, I was wearing my new shoes. They were class, my new white ones. Really comfortable, really good to run in. These could be my new trail shoes, Andrew, for the meantime anyway. Because they're not the highest priced trail shoes, but they're not the cheapest trail shoes. They're kind of like a good strawberry jelly trail shoes.
Say that again.
They're a good strawberry jelly trail shoes. They're
but they're white.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes. Solid. They're solid.
Good, solid. Yes. Trail shoes. They haven't got the black currant, which has all the bells and whistles. These are good, solid strawberry jelly trail shoes. So now in our podcast, we refer to something as being strawberry jelly. It just hits the spot.
It's good, solid, hits the spot, does what it says in the tin,
the bells and whistles.
Or box. And it was a good run. Colin, you completed your ultra. We had to run around Junction 1 once or twice to make sure you completed it.
So Junction 1, Andrew, you didn't touch on what Junction 1 is. Sorry, you missed that one. Junction 1 is a shopping complex that has loads of stores like Subway.
Dobby's.
Dobby's. Any other international ones, Andrew, that would be in Junction 1 that people might have heard of? Like mountain sort of wear shops. So it's a
Nike. There's a Nike shop there too.
Adidas, doesn't it?
Or is it Nike or Nike? Is it Nike or Nike? We here call it Nike. Matt, for your update next week, month, don't know what it is, day, you need to let us know, what do you call it in America, Nike or Nike?
Yep.
I think it's Nike, isn't it?
Yeah, and you better listen to this soon, Matt, because we don't want Andrew sitting up all night and having freaking out in the middle of the night again. So Matt, you have to get these comments back to us ASAP. Because Andrew sits after this show and waits for you to comment before he can move on, with his life.
Not now, that was old Andrew. Now he sits and wakes up to 10, and if Matt hasn't done a voice message by 10, Andrew's away to bed. So we had a great run, and Colin, that is 11 runs out of the 12-month challenge. And
one
we'll
left.
Maybe touch about it. We have a plan for a few months now. What is the plan for next month's run? Because obviously it's going to be December. We're going to be running on Saturday, the 9th of December, because it's the only Saturday that suits in December for us to run. So we're going to have a podcast back to back quite early-ish. And we're going to have Matt Nags next month. We're going to have the December run and we're going to also have a review of the year. So somehow we haven't done two podcasts in a month in ages. And no missing the Malin part 3, of course, for next month. But we're going to have three podcasts next month. I'm looking forward to all three very much. Colin, what are we doing next month?
So are we going to tell people what we're actually doing next month?
I don't know. Should we or should we just leave it?
I think we should tell them, Andrew, because it's funny.
Go for it.
So you have the costumes.
I have costumes.
You have costumes. So our plan was to do some sort of Christmas festivities run with potentially some Santa. We could both run as Santa. And then Andrew mentioned that he might have an elf costume. And
so I do have an elf costume and a Santa costume.
And like with you kind of being the lead in the podcast, Andrew, I think you are anyway. If you kind of being the leader of the podcast.
Well, your name comes first and you're the real runner.
I know. But we actually had an argument about who's the guide and who's the runner. And my wife was like, Colin, you are not the following Andrew. You are not following Andrew. And I was kind of going, you think so? And she was like, don't be stupid.
She says, no one's following Andrew, Cole. One's following Andrew.
I can't even call
that
myself.
That said, I don't think following Colin's is simply an ideal thing to do things either. Like,
no, because what Colin takes from stories is slightly different to what other people take. Anyway, so I will be running through Belfast as an elf. And Andrew, what are you going to do?
I'm going to dress up as Santa Claus.
And it makes sense, because why, what would Santa Claus give at Christmas?
Presents.
Yeah, well, specific presents, any specific presents?
Depends how good you are, Colin.
Depends how good you are. Well, this idiot's go-running Santa could have a few gifts. And I might even stop by in some people's houses that might be en route, Andrew.
Yes, so we are planning. Colin, again, is going to run to my house, dressed as an elf, loaded with Christmas music. He's going to meet up with me, Andrew, dressed as Santa. We're going to have some Christmas presents in our bag. And if there's some people's houses en route that we know, we might just pop in, dressed up as Santa, dressed up as an elf, and give people a Christmas present. And if you see us in the way, beep at us, let us know, stop, and you too might get an idiot's go running Christmas gift.
Yeah, and Andrew does refer to himself as the Christmas pinata. So when you see Andrew, hit him and presents might come out of his rucksack.
Andrew just not. That's not what Andrew calls himself at all. Now, I have to say, I was thinking about this morning, Colin. I don't think I should wear a beard. Wearing a beard for half a marathon, that's a long time to wear like a beard, isn't it?
You have to wear a beard.
Especially when you're drinking liquid jelly. You think so?
Oh, it's a Christmas.
Oh, do you have to wear a beard, really,
long,
don't I?
All day long. And that's.
Oh, that's good. No wonder you're an elf now. You've got it easy. You just look like an elf. I have to wear a blooming beard.
Here, I think we'll even up. I have to run an ultra-length distance as an elf through Belfast, through a busy city, with people looking at me going, someone's on something. But on saying that pinata thing, Andrew, here's a good one for the kids, right? Say you pick up your kids from school. I did this recently, and it's class. It's good for the first time. I said, boys, daddy's a pinata. Punch him. So my kids literally punched me.
Daddy's an idiot.
Yes, my kids literally punched me, and then I started throwing sweets out. So I had picked them up from school, and I thought I'll give them a few treats. So they hit me, and then sweets start coming out of me, and it was quite funny. And then I picked up my eldest boy, Zach, and then he hit me, and sweets came out of me, which was quite funny. Until the next day, Andrew, where they got in the car from school, and all just started punching me. I was like, I'm not a pinata. That was just a one-off. And so the odd time they would get into the car and hit me to see if anything comes out.
Do you know what? You really bring that in yourself, Colin. How did you not see that story end in that way?
I don't know.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And I love it. So we're running on Saturday the 9th of December.
Yep.
We're all being well. That will be our 12th month. No, it'll be our 12th run of the month, and hopefully we will complete the challenge.
12th month run.
Our 12th run of the year, and hopefully we will complete the challenge. Colin, it's been a good podcast. It's been an interesting one. It's been a different one. We've learned a lot. We've got a new jingle. This
actually felt like there ups and downs. There's been ups, there's been downs. Jelly segment was good. Had a serious section. Had actually good health benefits. We've had another segment added in. The run was semi-interesting. I don't know, Andrew. I think that is. This has to get the highest ratings.
And I think with all that said, Colin, where can people find us?
Well, people can find us on YouTube, on Instagram, and on TikTok. And it's all under Idiots Go Running. So once again, busy lifestyle, get to bed early. I update it as much as I possibly can outside of work and other commitments. So yeah, check that space out.
And until the next time, my name's Andrew.
My name's Colin.
And we'll see you.
This is our penultimate Idiot School Running podcast of season one.
No, it's not. We've just said, Colin.
What?
We've just said there's another 3 episodes left of the year. And I'm keeping that in, by the way, because people have to understand. Like, you have done some humdingers in this episode, Colin. I have to say, absolute humdingers. So, until the next time, there's 3 more left of the year. My name's Andrew.
My name's Colin.
And we'll see you next time in Idiots Go
Running.
We'll see you then.